Restaurant Week. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And I remember having Choose Chicago, and it might have been you, Steve Crano, who was on the radio with me. First off, I called Choose Chicago. I said, let's talk about Restaurant Week. Well, that was 2020. And the response was, what? But you were having Restaurant Week. And, you know, half the time, the restaurants would have their patrons, like me, sit out in an igloo-like thing or just bundle up outside. We don't need to do that anymore.
They had heaters. No?
Yeah, they did. They did. And, you know, I've always been a supporter of Chicago restaurants, but it's not about me being a supporter at all. It's about who Chicago restaurants are and what they're all about. We have, I would argue, more variety in this city than even New York City or New Orleans.
I don't know about more or less, but I know that Chicago is one of the best places to eat in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just period. Let's put that out there.
It is. And it's one of those places where people come into town, and there are so many that sometimes it's like, what do I do? I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, you go to, I don't know, Dubuque, Iowa, and there's probably three choices. Here, you have so many choices, every cuisine possible, every price point possible.
Absolutely. And people think of Chicago, you know, we have a reputation for being a meat and potatoes town, right? Like steakhouses, the deep dish pizza, the hot dogs. All that stuff is great. And
Italian beef.
We got the best.
Yep.
But, you know, Chicago has, like you said, truly every type of cuisine and so many iterations on every type of cuisine.
And we're talking about this because Restaurant Week is around the corner. Explain what that is.
Sure. Chicago Restaurant Week is in its 19th year in 2026. This is a initiative of Choose Chicago. We've been running it for almost 20 years now. And it's just about encouraging people to get out and explore the city while patronizing our restaurants. You know, the lifeblood of our hospitality and tourism industry in so many ways, right? People need to eat and tourists need to eat at restaurants.
But this is not only about...
It is not only about
tourists. If you're lucky enough to be a tourist during this period of time...
Between January 23rd and February 8th, then lucky you.
Yeah.
You picked a great time to come to Chicago because you're going to get great deals.
But this is about us who live here, I think.
I think it's about both. It is about both because, you know, people who drive in for day trips, those are tourists too.
Yeah.
And this is a great reason to drive into Chicago, whether you live in the burbs or whether you live in a surrounding state. Come in and experience the culinary industry, the restaurant scene here that is truly unparalleled. So how do you want to tackle Restaurant Week, Steve?
Let's talk about prices.
Prices. Okay. So Chicago Restaurant Week is great because you know what you're walking into, right? No matter where you go, you know what you're going to be paying. It's either $30 for brunch or lunch menus. Everything is prefix, or it's, $45 or $60 for multi-course dinner menus, right? And this is at over 500 participating restaurants. This is actually the biggest iteration of Restaurant Week to date. We said the same thing last year, and I think the year before that, it just keeps getting bigger. I think it's over 530 restaurants are participating now. And you can go to choosechicago.com. We have multiple ways to slice and dice the data and find what it is you're looking for, what kind of meal you want to experience, what neighborhood you want to go to explore, right? If you want to go eat something in Pilsen, click on Pilsen and see all the participating restaurants there, you know, whether it's Vietnamese or Mexican or Colombian or whatever, or if you want to go to Uptown or Hyde Park or whatever. Or you can slice it by the type of cuisine you want. Say, you know, you want to go eat Thai food. Show me all the Thai places participating. And we also have a new feature this year, which we were very excited for.
I've had Choose Chicago on the show since I've had this show, because I think what you do is incredibly important, not only for tourists, but for people who live here.
Can we talk about that a second?
I would love to.
Just so people know, not everyone knows what Choose Chicago is or what we do beyond organized Chicago Restaurant Week. Choose Chicago is the city's official destination marketing organization, which means we are responsible for marketing Chicago as a destination for both tourists and for events. So we bring in every big convention that comes to McCormick Place. We go out and we bring in sporting events through the Chicago Sports Commission, which is a part of Choose Chicago. And we bring in leisure travelers from, you know, everywhere from the suburbs, from Iowa, from Wisconsin to Japan and Germany and wherever they're traveling from. That's because of the DMO, and every big city has a DMO.
A DMO is
Destination Marketing Organization.
I knew that.
There you go.
Yeah, and in addition to that, you have a website that I keep saying this. I have no idea who does your website or how they do it, because if there's something going on in Chicago, I mean, think about it. How many events there are, especially in the summer, but in the winter too, that happen in Chicago on any given weekend and any given week, not to mention listing all of the restaurants, not only those participating, 500 plus, you said,
yes,
in Restaurant Week, but just all the restaurants, all the concerts, all the everything, theater events happening in Chicago, you name it. Free events that are a lot of money, and everything in between.
Absolutely.
You've got it on your website, and it's always changing, of course.
It's a team effort. It's a great team that manages our website and, you know, curates all the events that go into our listings. But also, people know Choose Chicago as, you know, the place to go to find what they want to do in town this weekend, next week, when you're visiting, when your friends are visiting and you want to show them around, go to choosechicago.com and you'll figure it out. But people are also submitting events to us, right? It's not like we have to go out and find every single thing. It wouldn't be nearly as robust as it is if that were the case. So if you are an event organizer, or if you just happen to be organizing an event in your community or for your business or what have you, put it on choosechicago.com. If you Google it, you'll find our event submission page.
Which is $500 per event. Is that right?
No, it is not. It is free.
I know. All right. While we're on the topic, and I want to get back to Restaurant Week, but since we veered away for a moment, let's stay veered away.
Okay.
You are now, not you personally, Kristen Reynolds, is now the host of a Choose Chicago podcast.
That's correct.
Did I do that with enough enthusiasm?
A little more would have been great, but we'll let it slide. So we are launching now the All for the Love of Chicago podcast. This is kind of the next step in the evolution of our All for the Love of Chicago campaign, which kicked off on social media over the summer, encouraging visitors and residents to go on TikTok, go on Instagram, and share videos testifying what it is about the city that they love. We honestly were surprised at how much people embraced this campaign and really started participating in droves, and wanted to keep it moving, keep it evolving. And, our podcast has come out of it. So All for the Love of Chicago will be available this coming Thursday. Actually, the first episode is coming out.
Who's on
wherever
you
get your podcasts. So our hosts are our CEO, Kristen Reynolds, and our chief marketing officer, Lisa Nucci. And our first guest is Chef Jonathan Sawyer from Kindling Downtown Cookout and Cocktails, which is in the Willis Tower. Kindling is...
Is it still called the Willis Tower? Can we say that?
You can say Sears Tower.
You can say that building down there.
You know, okay. the one by SOM. So Chef Sawyer is the first guest. He's also the host chef of First Bites Bash, which is the kickoff event for Restaurant Week every year. And he's a great advocate for the culinary industry in Chicago. And he is a James Beard Award winning chef. And just a cool person to listen to and vibe with. So tune in wherever you get your podcasts, All for the Love of Chicago. Go follow it now so you never miss an episode.
Okay, I will do that. All for the Love of Chicago.
Correct.
All right, so let's go back to Restaurant Week. I have some questions
restaurants
here. Yeah, some texters. 312-981-7200 if you want to join in on the phone or text. One question is, you mentioned the price points. Does that include the drink points?
It does not. No.
If it's alcohol.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the price points for Chicago Restaurant Week are non-inclusive of beverages. This is just for the food. Some participating restaurants, I believe, will incorporate a beverage into their menu offering, but generally that is not the case.
Okay. Another question is, can I veer off from that prescribed menu?
Oh, of course. Yes. All the restaurants participating still have their regular menus available.
I think what they mean, and I'm not sure.
Okay.
You may have answered right there. Or maybe what they mean is, I don't like asparagus, which, by the way, I don't like. So can I substitute that? I don't like asparagus. You like asparagus?
Love asparagus.
Ew. So if you wanted to, could I say I prefer spinach?
I think it depends on the restaurant, depends on the chef, and good luck.
What they want to do. Okay.
You should eat your asparagus, Steve.
No. And you just have a new little baby at home.
I do. I do. She's 5 months old today, actually.
Happy birthday to her. What's her name?
Her name is Julia.
And pretty name.
Thank you.
Much prettier if she does indeed asparagus.
We'll see.
Not good for her.
We'll see.
All right. So let's talk about some specific restaurants.
Okay. Can we start with the new restaurants that are participating? That's always exciting.
Yeah.
So one that I have not yet been to, and I have honestly been very excited to go eventually because it's by the chef who owns and cooks at Hai Su in Pilsen, which is a Vietnamese restaurant. Mm-hmm. Excellent food there. It's called Mr. Tiger. And so Mr. Tiger is a new restaurant in Westtown, specializing in homestyle Korean cooking and, you know, just like a modern vibe in the restaurant. Really want to go there.
I've heard about it, actually.
Yeah, it's there's some buzz. There's some buzz out there. Cafe Yaya is another new one. This is more of a Mediterranean Mediterranean place in Lincoln. Lincoln Park, I guess? Lakeview? I think it's Lincoln Park. And it's by the team behind, and my French is atrocious, so I think it's Galet, or is it Galet?
No, okay.
I don't know. And then another shout out to a new restaurant participating that I have been to and is excellent. I can 100% testify. Marisco San Pedro, also in Pilsen. This is a
seafood place.
It is apparently a seafood place, Mexican seafood restaurant. It is in the space where Dusex used to be.
What's the name
of it? Talia Hall, Marisco San Pedro.
Wow.
And okay. It's the team that has Taqueria Chingon, which is now in the West Loop. It was over in Bucktown on Western Avenue. For my money, some of the best tacos in the city at Taqueria Chingon. You know, all the tortillas are made by hand. The ingredients are fresh. Just very, very high quality across the board and everything they do. Can't recommend Marisco San Pedro enough personally.
Okay, so we just named three restaurants. There are 500 plus.
500 plus.
Now, get them all in now. You have 2 minutes to do it before we break.
That's impossible.
No, you just talk really fast.
Okay.
So you could find them all at choosechicago.com.
That's right.
And any event that you're interested in going to or going in. And for those who just joined us, quickly go over Restaurant Week, when it is, and what the price points are.
So Chicago Restaurant Week is a celebration of Chicago's culinary industry happening January 23rd through February 8th. There are over 500 restaurants participating, and every restaurant participating offers prefixed menus at set price points. So it's going to be either $30 for brunch or lunch menus, or you can go to dinner, and there are options of $45 or $60 prefixed multi-course dinner menus.
And if you get one curmudgeon in the group, typically those restaurants will say, okay, you could order off the menu if that person wants to do that.
They can, if they so wish.
But it's you know what? I've been to many restaurants over the years where I think, I'm just being honest, especially steakhouses where I would never go typically. It's too expensive. But now, what the heck?
Get the dollar dinner on a dime.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Steve Cranel, thank you and your colleagues for all you guys do at Choose Chicago. ChooseChicago.com. Or if you're into podcast,
All for the Love of Chicago, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we've got a problem here before you go.
Oh.
Several texts want you to repeat the name of the taco place. I think they're going to go for the tacos right now.
Taqueria Chingon is in the West Loop. Go check it out.
Taqueria
Chingon.
Spelled
Chingon.
He can even spell. You are impressive. Steve, thank you so much.